Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 17 members present. Senators Ellis and Phillips are excused from a call to the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Dr. Walter Sobeleff.
May we bow in prayer. Most gracious God, we humbly bow in prayer for the people of the state, especially for its Senate here assembled, that thou wouldst be pleased to direct and prosper all in their consultations for the advancement of the state. Kindle, we pray thee, the hearts of all in a true spirit of love for service and wisdom, essential to the needs of today and tomorrow. Bless us for every need to maintain strength in body, soul, and spirit. Amen.
Senator Donnelly, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is with great honor and pride that I ask Dr. Walter Sobeleff, Reverend Dr. Walter Sobeleff's prayer to be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. That brings us to the certification of the journal.
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 61st through 63rd legislative days.
Senator Lincoln.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journals are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, we have two special guests in Senator Ziegler's gallery. One is the mother of one of our pages. Our page is Jason Grin, and his mother, Celinda, is sitting way back in the corner. Welcome her. And with her is Jason's special friend, Jana Harris, who is a student at Northwest Nazarene University in Seattle. And you know what that means when special friends visit and meet with parents. So, welcome her.
Senator Pierce.
Poor Jason. Thank you. Flying back from Anchorage to Juneau yesterday, Senator Pete Kelly was on the flight, and as we got to Juneau and landed, he came up to me and he said, you know, I'm a believer that some things are just meant to be. Some things are meant to be. Some of them are miracles, and I want to introduce mine. That's my daughter, Tate Hannah.
Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me is a special guest who has some fairly significant ties to the state of Alaska. His name is John Price. He's from Indianapolis, where he served for 24 years as a Superior Court judge. But he also taught in Dillingham, and beginning next fall will be teaching a law course at Sheldon Jackson University in Sitka. If the body could help me welcome Mr. John Price.
If there's no further guests for introduction. That brings us to messages from the government.
Messages dated March 7th and March 9th stating, I have signed and read the following resolution and bill and transmitted the engrossed and rolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 1, establishing a Senate Special Committee on World Trade and State-Federal Relations, Senate Resolve Number 1. CS for House Bill Number 44, Transportation, an Act designating the Joe Reddington Senior Memorial Trail, Chapter 1, SLA 2001. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 9th, stating the House has passed and returned Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 relating to the development and deployment of the National Missile Defense System, and Senate Bill Number 53, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers. These bills have been referred for enrollment. Message dated March 9th, stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 4, State Affairs amended by the House State Affairs Committee, declaring February 2002 to be African American Citizen Recognition Month.
Can we stand at ease, please? Order. That'll be referred to State Affairs.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
There are no communications this morning.
Rep- Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate joint resolution number 19 by Senators Lincoln, Compton, Ward, Austin, Davis, Olson, and Elkin, relating to condemning a recent hate crime against Alaska Natives, calling for public and private agencies and citizens to speak out, condemning racism and discrimination, and joining in a request for a formal investigation by the United States Commission on Civil Rights on racial discrimination and intolerance in Alaska.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 134 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor.
An act establishing the Alaska Commercial Passenger Vessel Coastal Protection Program for certain vessels with overnight accommodations for 50 or more passengers, including a permit and fees for such vessels operating in waters of this state. Oversight of the program by the Department of Environmental Conservation, civil and criminal liability for violations of the program, and recognition of superior environmental performance by vessels subject to the program, creating a commercial passenger vessel coastal protection fund and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and finance.
Senate Bill number 135 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, an act relating to mental health information and records and providing for an effective date.
Passed in Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 136 by the Senate Resources Committee, an act relating to resource development and to grants for the purpose of promoting resource development from appropriations of a portion of the revenue derived from the extraction of certain state natural resources.
Resources and finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Katie Hurley, in memoriam Big Jim Martin, in memoriam Margaret Kennison Jack, in memoriam Evan Alexi, in memoriam Philip Alexi, in memoriam Benzi Vasera.
Senator Lehman?
Approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business, Senator Taylor?
Sponsor on Senate Bill 136 regarding Senate or state resources and revenues derived therefrom.
Without objection, Senator Taylor will be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 136. Senator Lehman?
Co-sponsorship.
True. Senator Taylor, that motion is not in order. I did not notice. Thank you, Senator Lehman, for pointing that out.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate March 22nd afternoon plain time to Friday morning, March 23rd.
Without objection, Senator Wilkin will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business, Senator Osterman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I ask for unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor to Senate Joint Resolution Number 19 relating to condemning a recent hate crimes.
Without objection, Senator Osterman will be shown as a co-sponsor on SJR 19. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Special orders? Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask permission from the body to speak on speaking out.
Without objection, Senator Lincoln, you have the floor under special orders.
Thank you. Mr. President, Senate Joint Resolution 19 was introduced today, and I appreciate all those who signed on the resolution. The resolution was introduced after thinking about what more this body could do to show our support on unifying our great state and acknowledging that there are hate crimes that are out there and exist throughout Alaska and, unfortunately, throughout our country and throughout our world. But we certainly cannot sit back and simply make speeches on the floor and do nothing about it. And this is just one step toward addressing the issue of the incident that happened in Anchorage. But it does a little bit more than that. It not only condemns those acts of violence against a certain race, being Alaska Natives, but it also asks the citizens of our great state, both in the public and private sector, to speak out and act appropriately when confronted with acts of discrimination or racism, and also that we have our schools, our educators, involved in educating our young people and talking about such terrible crimes that are committed to certain people. And it also asks that we enjoin Alaska Federation of Natives in their request to investigate this and similar incidences to the Commissioner of Civil Rights. And I again appreciate those that have signed on. I was just reading, sadly, this morning's newspaper, where in the last 5 months, five Anchorage women, all Alaska Natives, were picked up from downtown or other streets in Anchorage, taken to the edge of the city, and brutally raped. All Alaska Native women. And we have seen other incidences in other parts of Alaska where Alaska Natives and other minority groups are selected for these terrible acts of violence. We know that in of all the racial groups in Alaska, Alaska Natives suffer the highest rate of victimization for sexual assault, robbery, aggravated assault in Alaska. That the percentages are more than alarming. It's so disturbing. It breaks my heart when I read in the papers or hear of incidences where this is occurring in our great state. Because I know, Mr. President, that it's a minority that is doing that, that there's a lot of good people in Alaska. And just in reading the newspaper, letters to the editors, the editorials, hearing it discussed on radio, that Alaskans don't tolerate acts like this. But we need to address it. We need to stop it. And if we can have this resolution passed and embraced by this body, then we have taken one little step further in acknowledging the discrimination, the minority of people that have acted out, and that's intolerable, that is something that we will not accept as statespersons here on behalf of all of Alaska. So again, I appreciate those that signed on, and hopefully this is, again, just one small step toward uniting our state and proceeding on behalf of future generations, that they know that that's unacceptable and that there will be harsh punishment for those that step out of those boundaries. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders? If not, Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, March 13th.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.